This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan announced Tuesday that three high-ranking Taliban prisoners will be released in exchange for two longtime Western captives of the insurgent group. Ghani announced the prisoner exchange during a nationally televised speech, saying it aims to facilitate direct peace talks with the Taliban. The Taliban trio includes Anas Haqqani, whose older brother is the leader of the notorious Taliban-affiliated terror network that bears their name. The two Westerners, American Kevin King and Timothy Weeks of Australia, were kidnapped in August of 2016 outside the campus of American University in Kabul. The Defense Department chief says an Army officer has no reason to fear retribution for testifying before Congress in the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
During a trip to New York, Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asked about potential retribution against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Esper responded, the Pentagon has protections for whistleblowers and says Vindman or anyone else who comes forward shouldn't have any fear of retaliation. Vindman is a Ukraine specialist at the White House who testified about concerns President Trump was delaying military aid to Ukraine while pressing that country to investigate political rivals. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was going into surgery this morning at Emory University Hospital to relieve pressure on his brain. Deanna Congaleo said in a statement the procedure is meant to resolve bleeding due to his recent falls. Former President Carter has fallen at least three times this year. The first incident in the spring required hip replacement surgery. He hit his head, falling again on October the 6th, and received 14 stitches. This is VOA News. Washington, D.C. and the rest of the region are bracing for wintry weather weeks ahead of the official start of the season. VOA's Laritza Hoke with details.
In addition to snow, many East Coast states have been hit by unusually cold weather. A so-called Arctic blast swept from the north last week, bringing freezing temperatures across two-thirds of the eastern states. Another one is expected to hit this week, bringing record-breaking low temperatures to many eastern states, extending as far south as the states of Florida and Texas by Wednesday. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Today's lowest temperature, by the way, is expected to be about 50 degrees colder than yesterday's high of around 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Hong Kong's embattled leader Carrie Lam on Tuesday said protesters who are trying to paralyze the city were extremely selfish and hoped all universities and schools would urge students not to participate. Lam was speaking a day after police shot a protester and a man was set on fire in some of the most dramatic scenes to grip the city during the 5 months of civil unrest. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington this week to meet President Donald Trump, a meeting some consider an opportunity to reset relations that have been strained over numerous policy differences. In the meantime, Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports we're seeing more action from Erdogan before the planned meeting.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan is following through on a promise to start deporting captured Islamic State fighters back to their home countries, mostly in Europe and the United States. Turkish media is reporting that an American jihadist and a German have been expelled and will follow with more. Turkey eventually plans to get rid of about 2,500 militants. Many were previously held by Kurdish forces before the Turkish offensive forced the Kurds out. It's not yet clear where the prisoners are being transported or how the Western countries are reacting. Several have previously refused to take back the militants and have even revoked their citizenship.
Israeli forces carried out a rare targeted strike Tuesday in the Gaza Strip that killed a top commander of the militant group Islamic Jihad. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Baha Abu Alato was responsible for many terrorist attacks and the firing of rockets at Israel in recent months and had intended to carry out imminent attacks. Islamic Jihad said the strike also killed Abu Alato's wife and wounded their children. Uranium particles have been detected at an undeclared nuclear site in Iran, according to the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency. In a confidential report yesterday obtained by news agencies, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed the man-made uranium particles had been discovered. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.